When the Super Bowl host committee decided to put the Near East Side revitalization at the heart of its legacy project, it quickly became apparent that the area really had no youth and community center. Tina Walters, a vice president at J.P. Morgan Chase, which helped pay for the youth center that hails its name, explains.
You're talking about a Near East Side neighborhood with 35,000 people and no community center to do health programming, youth programming, adult programming, senior programming. And the fact that it was going to be positioned on Tech's campus for us was just one of the key closures.
The Chase Near East Side Legacy Center and Youth Education Town is an $11.2 million facility. Center Youth Director Amanda Bosick says it features a fitness facility, a greenhouse, and education spaces for the arts, math, science, and more.
The NFL Youth Education Town, as well as the Chase Near East Side Legacy Center, is bringing comprehensive services, and it's going to be a hub of the community that currently doesn't exist.
Bosick says 12 local nonprofits will help run programs for Near East Side youth and the community.
This building is a critical example of how collaboration can really build community, bring a community together to reach the goals and the outcomes that you want to see happen for your residents and for your youth.
Unlike most youth education towns that have been a part of previous Super Bowl legacy projects, Indianapolis's is actually the first in NFL history to be open before the big game. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.